Three vastly different productions opened this past weekend at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. None of them, I think it's worth mentioning, were actually by Shakespeare. Cyrano de Bergerac is about the celebrated romantic character of the 17th century. Ever Yours, Oscar, is based on the letters of one Oscar Wilde. And A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum is a rousing musical comedy about the antics of a Roman slave. Theater critic Lynn Slotkin went to see said productions. She's with me now in studio. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
None of these productions are actually by Shakespeare. And yet they're at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival.
Give them a break. The two Shakespeare plays opened the festival at the beginning of June. A few more Shakespeare will come later in the summer. Give them a break. There are other classics waiting to be seen by people.
I'm not getting on them. I'm just raising a question. It's called the Shakespeare Festival. Yes. How do these shows fit into the mandate of the Stratford Shakespeare Festival?
Well... These three are just the kind of productions one would expect from a classical repertory theater company. They either deal with classical repertoire or are based on some aspect of it. For example, Cyrano de Bergerac by Edmond Rostand, to put it, may say the French way, is a sweeping romantic epic set in the 17th century. Cyrano de Bergerac is a wit, a poet, he's a swordsman, but he's consumed with insecurity about his huge nose. Mm-hmm. He has a chip on his shoulder about it that is as big as his nose. And the problem is he's in love with his cousin Roxanne, but assumes that she would never love him because he's so ugly. Well, boy, did he ever get that wrong, but never mind. She loves Christian, a handsome soldier, but expects him to be as erudite and articulate as Cyrano. Well, he's not. So Cyrano offers to woo Roxanne for Christian by providing the words. Meanwhile, the play Ever Yours, Oscar, is a compilation of letters that Oscar Wilde wrote over his lifetime. Mm-hmm. They were compiled by Peter Wilde, no relation, different spelling, and are read by Brian Bedford. In these glorious letters, we get a sense of the wit, the literary style, artistic imagination, generosity of spirit, and kind heart of Oscar Wilde, as well as the terrible difficulties he had in his life, such as prison, penury, and humiliation, all of which he met with dignity.
And what about the musical about the Roman slave?
The Roman singing, dancing slave. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum is a rousing musical comedy by Bert Shevlov and Larry Gelbart with music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. It's the first time the festival is doing this Broadway classic. And it's about Pseudolus, a Roman slave owned by Hero. Hero promises Pseudolus his freedom if Pseudolus will arrange for Hero to romance the girl next door named Philia. Mm-hmm. The sticking point is that the establishment next door is a brothel run by Lycus, and Philia is his new acquisition. I think the selling point with her is that she's a virgin.
Okay.
Matters get fraught, farcical, frantic, and they all sing about it often.
Repertory theater, one of the things that it does is allow people the chance to see familiar works but also present them, I guess, in a different way.
Yes.
How well do these productions work?
Well, the success varies a lot. For example, with Cyrano de Bergerac, it's the most disappointing of the three. Starting with Donna Fior's direction, she certainly has a lot of activity on the stage. It's just that it means nothing. Scenes are unfocused, characters move for no reason, and are so scattered about the stage that relationships are not established properly. Colm Feore, yes, he's the director's husband, plays Cyrano, and he is dashing. The lines tumble out effortlessly and in a torrent. The problem is that the lines are not said imaginatively. He can do much better than this. Just quickly, unlike me. That gets tedious after a while. And as Roxanne, Amanda Lissman is too inexperienced and lightweight to play this complex character. A saving grace is Mike Schera as Christian. He's smart, he's arrogant, he's awkward, and he's deeply felt. And the sword fights by John Stead are a gripping treat.
What about the musical of The Roman Slave? Is that the crowd pleaser that one might expect?
Of course.
Lots of singing and dancing, as you said.
Singing, dancing, you know, past the toga. It's rousing. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum is a farcical romp. Director Des Makinov has brought out all the bells and whistles that he's known for. The pace is frantic. Everybody works very hard, yelling and screaming about. And as Pseudolus, Bruce Dow is just dandy. But for me, the real treat of the three openings is Ever Yours, Oscar. It's a gem. Brian Bedford wears a simple suit, and he reads the letters from a lectern. In fact, he's memorized the letters. He's brilliant. He has nuance, imagination. He knows how to phrase a line, set up a joke, and sell it, and realize the heart and soul of the man who wrote the letters. This is Stratford at its best. Every actor at the festival should see this show and take notes from a master.
Very good. Now, speaking of performances, you, our own Lynn Slotkin, is going to be making a public appearance tomorrow, not on radio, but on television.
Think about it.
The Junior Service. Tell us about what you're going to be doing on the TV.
Well, there's going to be a TV documentary about how do you solve a problem like Maria 1 year later. It's about picking Maria for The Sound of Music. And so this TV special documentary wanted to know people, my opinion of what I thought of picking a star of these musicals by reality TV. Imagine what I thought.
I think I remember what you said on this radio program before. But
I did.
We'll look for it on the TV tomorrow.
I said it in person and with makeup.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.
And have a great holiday.
Thank you so
much. You're off to see theater, presumably.
Yes, well, I'm going to London and France where there's no theater, but there is wine, and I look forward to that enormously.